USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 of the 22 Democratic candidates for the White House gathered on a stage in Miami for a first debate last night.
There is no one in our government at any level who has the right to tell any American who they should be allowed to love or who they should be allowed to marry.
For the last 21 years, I've been raising a black son in America. And I have had to have very, very serious talks with my son, Dante, about how to protect himself on the streets of our city and all over this country.
I am in this fight because I believe that we can make our government, we can make our economy, we can make our country work.
Necesitamos incluir cada persona en el éxito de esta economía.
A second group of 10 Democratic candidates will be on that stage tonight, not taking part in these first debates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
The U.S. House passing a bill that would provide $600 million in new election security grants. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling for bipartisan support of it in the Senate.
An act that will honor our founders, our democracy, our Constitution.
Democrats also challenging President Trump to, in the words of Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, look Vladimir Putin in the eye at the G20 summit and tell the Russian leader that the American people won't tolerate election interference. President Trump in Japan for the G20 summit, where he's scheduled to meet with the Chinese president on Saturday. But he says he won't be meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, telling reporters that it isn't in the cards, though he, quote, may speak with him in a different form. And beating Michigan 8-2 yesterday, Vanderbilt is the 2019 College World Series champ. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Bank of America says it will no longer do business with companies that run migrant detention centers for the federal government. This move coming amid the growing public concerns about U.S. border policies and conditions at those facilities. A bank spokesperson says the banks discussed the issue with its clients that provide those services, and it's decided to, quote, exit those relationships. A new concealed carry law taking effect in Kentucky today. The law allows gun owners to carry a concealed weapon without a permit or training. Not surprisingly, it was very strongly opposed by law enforcement groups and gun control advocates. Former comedian, now inmate, Bill Cosby has filed a lengthy appeal against the sexual assault convictions which landed him in prison, and we get more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Cosby complains the judge allowed testimony from other women accusers that wasn't relevant. The lawyers say the accounts from the five other women were strikingly dissimilar to that of trial accuser Andrea Constant and too remote in her time to the 2004 encounter with Cosby. The appeal comes after Pennsylvania Judge Stephen O'Neill, in a post-trial memo, said that their testimony showed chilling similarities that pointed to his signature crime. The 81-year-old Cosby has been serving a 3-to-10-year prison term since last September.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.